Hey guys, welcome back.
Yep, we're back again. Well, at least I'm back again.
Yes.
Lynn was going to be here either way, but somehow he managed to talk me back into this.
Welcome back to Pop Cultural Exchange. My name is Lynn. I'm wearing a poncho.
I'm Jay. I'm wearing a normal human shirt.
Is this cultural appropriation, Jay?
Fuck you.
Mine have a hood, but no sleeves.
Oh, at least you're not wearing a sombrero.
So, I'm sorry if our upload has been a little bit irregular. We're trying to get on top of it. We're trying to get some in the can and trying to get it weekly.
Look, on top of it. So is that what you mean, losing my USB drive?
Yes. Look, part of it is definitely me losing control of my life, and we almost lost the last episode completely. But part of it is also where we are in Australia. A little bit of a COVID flare up happened. We all had to go into lockdown.
Yep, we were in lockdown last weekend, so we were unable to record a video.
Yeah. We all followed the rules, and yep. You know,
it's funny because that would have been perfect time for editing episode number 4.
But I didn't know where the USB was.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this, I assume episode 4 is already. If not, that episode gone, never coming back.
Just like my USB drive.
That's somewhere in my house. You'll get it back.
Right. You can see the level of confidence in my face right now if you're watching this on YouTube.
But yes, I just want to reassure our viewers and listeners that, you know, we are definitely listening and adhering to all the COVID rules, COVID safety rules.
Yes.
Even though our government is incompetent and cannot get the vaccinations, we're okay, mostly.
Yes.
Yeah. And we need to be careful, Jay. You're in the at-risk group, aren't you? He's staring at me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that doesn't translate. The death stare I'm giving to Lynn is, you don't see us on a daily basis, how could you? But those that know us on a personal level know the amount of fun that Lynn likes to poke at my advanced age.
Look, we already canceled the halftime spit in each other's mouth sessions, okay? I can only do so much.
We totally canceled it. And I'm totally not making air quotes with my fingers.
All right. So it's been a little while since we watched that last movie.
It was, yes.
So do you remember much?
I don't remember shit from it.
So should I jog your memory? Drug tunnels?
Oh, yeah. Drug tunnels and the weird GPS with the flag girls. Yep.
Yep. Letty died.
Letty died. Yeah.
And
she died trying to get Toretto exonerated, right?
Yes. Yep. So in response, of course, he killed a man.
Yeah. Yes. The old Toretto.
Yeah. killed the guy who killed her.
Yep.
To be fair, it's very unfair. At the end of that movie, Toretto was going to jail because Paul Walker definitely helped.
Yeah.
So if you remember, that movie ended with Paul Walker and the crew chasing down Toretto's prison bus.
Yeah. And they pulled a Fast and Furious 1 on the prison bus. I remember that now. Yeah.
Well, they're about to pull it and it just
ends. Yeah.
So what are you expecting from this?
Honestly, 5. I mean, I'm assuming is it a direct sequel? Yeah. Like it's basically picks up where 4 left off. It's not going to do some weird, you know, oh shit, all of a sudden we're in Tokyo, or all of a sudden Paul Walker shows up in Miami randomly. It's nothing like that, right?
As far as you know, from now on, these are all direct sequels.
Okay, so it's so bang, 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 bang.
Pretty big asterisk in my lawyer speak right there, but yes. Okay. it's pretty much back to back from now
on. Right, so is there one that kind of breaks a mold, or is it like, you think it's on timeline, then all of a sudden you find out, oh no, we're back in time.
And you wake up and we're in a spaceship.
Yeah, and then there's dinosaurs and...
Yeah, you'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. Thanks, Justin Lin. Thank you.
You got a little bit of a spoiler last time when we finished watching that movie, because you saw the the streaming service tried to autoplay the next movie.
Yep.
So you saw The Rock.
Yes, I saw. I saw
Maybe
a
I shouldn't have
picture.
reminded you.
I saw. I honestly, I forgot about that too. It just is as soon as that these movies go through my brain, they're out. It's like shit through a goose. It's
All
just.
right, I'm gonna give you a test at the end of this.
Yeah, it's fine. You could probably test me on anything that I haven't just seen, and I will fail it. I'll absolutely fail it. Like these, as much as I'm enjoying doing this, these movies occupy zero space in my head.
That's good. After we'll do a quiz episode at the end of
Oh, I'm gonna
everything.
fail that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna fail
it's gonna
that
be
so
good.
hard. It'll be funny. It'd be funny for you guys. It'll be tragic for me.
She's just gonna answer Bilkins to everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bill, I forgot about Bilkins. I love Bilkins.
A little bit behind baseball for you guys. Most of my job in producing these episodes is just making sure Jay doesn't get spoiled about future things in the group chat. Because we all have a friend group chat, and FF9 is out, all the family memes are taking off. Everybody is just posting Fast and Furious spoilers in that
Yep.
group, and I'm just yelling at people to delete things. You did fine, Danny. He didn't see
Yeah.
it. But
Yeah, like I said, disguised as a TikTok and I won't watch it.
by the way, we're in the midst of the height of Fast and Furious memes right now. So what do you feel? How do you feel now understanding most of it?
I mean, they're very
Vague.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't even say vague. I say they're very on the surface. I'm trying. I can't even think of the word. But yeah, it's
Yeah, they're
all.
not deep dive into the
No,
laws of Fast and
it's
Furious.
basically a picture of Toretto and somehow shoehorning family into it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it is.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And I think some of them that are spoilers, you probably don't even notice because you haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, number five, this is definitely the turning point for this series. And I think we've seen in the some of the previous one the ridiculousness it can have, and the sense of style it can have with Tokyo Drift, and also like how they are pretty much starting to treat these characters like wrestling characters, you
Yeah,
know?
it I could see the curve going up.
But this is the turn.
Right, so this is five where it just starts going, yeah, fuck it, let's just go crazy.
So five is Justin Lin left to his own devices, and yeah. So I'm gonna play a little game with you. Some ridiculous shit are going to happen in this movie.
This one, okay.
At any point, if you think a stunt is fake, I want you to turn and tell me, because I don't have an exhausted list, but I have a pretty good list in my head. And I rewatched some of the extras today to get after this. Things that look fake as fuck, but they did it practically.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So at any point you think it's fake, and if I don't confirm it's real, I don't know. It could be
Okay.
real, it could be fake, but there are things that I'm going to confirm real for you that will surprise you.
Interesting. Okay,
Yeah.
I'm down for this. Yeah, let's
Yeah.
do it.
Yep. Let's do it.
All right.
So no questions before we go ahead?
I mean, I don't know fuck all about this movie, so
All right, let's
yeah.
watch the turn.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Cheers.
We find them, we take them as a team, and we bring them back. And above all else, we don't ever, ever let them get in the cars.
Woo! We're back.
We are back, yes.
Jay, I need to hear it from you. I need a verdict.
It's definitely starting to get more and more
Oh,
ridiculous.
yeah.
It's just, yeah. You know what? Like, and I mentioned this to you during the end credits of the movie. It felt like they were just going over the top because I honestly I thought that this it felt like this was the, when they were making this movie, they were thinking that this is going to be the last one ever, so they were just going fucking crazy with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fucking crazy.
So there's no hard evidence to say that they thought it was the last one, but it's definitely a risk. Like, it, yeah. I think it's, I think you're probably right. Like, they must have thought this could very well be the last one, because the last one kind of turned it around financially. Four was more financially successful than the other ones. But, like, this is the one that made it become a viable franchise. This is the one that, like, raked in and people were really on board.
It's just so fucking silly.
I know. I know it is.
Ugh.
So this is, yeah, this is the direction.
Right.
This is the tone.
So is this where I just have to strap myself in and fucking deal with it from here on
out? Oh, yes.
Yeah, right. All right.
So overall, did you enjoy the silliness enough to have fun? Or
yeah, I still, like, I didn't hate it, but it was just, I found a couple points I'm just like, oh, come on, really?
Yeah, that's going to happen a lot.
Yeah, yeah. That's the impression I get from everything I picked up from Osmosis. I thought this was going to occur earlier. That was going to be at a point where I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Really? Come on. So I think I'm hitting that now. So we'll see how we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me quickly recap the overall plot for people who are only listening and not rewatching these movies. By the way, if you've been doing that, now is the time to start. Like, if you wanna experience the what make people like these movies, like what what make these, because this is first one came out 2001. This is 2011. Yeah. So a decade later,
10 years in, yep.
And then another decade, we still have Fast and Furious movies. So what if you wanna know that phenomenon? Now is the time to start tuning in.
Is phenomenon the right word?
Phenomenons can be negative, Jay.
Yeah, I have a much more negative term for it.
Anyways, this blight, this infection on the public psyche. By the way, I love it. Okay, so the general plot of this is it pick up right where we left it. They save Dom.
They retrieved him from the wreckage.
And then we fast forward a little bit, and they all on the run. Dom has been separated from Mia and Brian. And when we start, they go to Rio de Janeiro and meet up with our boy Mesh Shirt.
Yep.
They pull a heist together. It goes wrong.
It's funny. We made the joke before, and I'll make it again. Because it looks like Paul Walker lost a bit of weight in this movie.
Yep.
And Vince found it.
I mean, he didn't gain weight. He just became like twice as big.
Yeah, yeah. He
bulked up. Yeah. He's been eating nothing but his vitamins and HGH.
Yeah. A lot of HGH.
So they pull this heist together. I say it goes wrong, but it's really Dom and Brian that betray the other people first.
Yeah.
But anyway, it all goes south. It turns out that they're stealing a chip that has information of all the drop houses from the local drug lord or crime lord that runs.
Crime boss.
Yeah, once again, we don't know what his crime is. Only that it make a lot of money.
Yeah, this is Fast and Furious 2 all over again. Yeah. Two Fast and Furious, sorry. I fuck the naming convention all the time.
It's not your fault.
I know.
So, yes. And then they get on his radar. They get slightly tortured, immediately get released. But instead of going on the run, they find out that this guy have like 100 mil in circulation in cash.
Yeah.
So they decide to turn around and rob him. And then the movie turned into a heist movie at that point.
Yeah, it became the next Ocean's movie. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard it.
They had assembled the crew. They had the whole crew assembly montage.
Yeah. It's HGH Ocean 11.
Yeah, exactly.
And then a slight twist on it is this big brick shithouse of a man, Hobbs, is also hunting them down. It all converges. A lot of the movie is actually planning and getting ready for the heist.
Yeah.
And it all converges.
With very little racing.
Right. Yeah. It all converges on where Hobbs try to arrest them, but they get attacked by the gangsters.
Yeah.
And the crew end up saving Hobbs' life.
I'll wait till we get to that.
Yeah.
Because I get some points that I want to talk about that.
Yes. Oh, and there's also a extra Brazilian cop chick that's being introduced as a new love interest for Dom.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because Letty's dead, right?
Yes. We'll get to that later. So Dom, the crew, Hobbs, and this Brazilian chick team up, pull off a ridiculous vault heist, and then the movie ends with them somehow getting away with $100 million split between all the crew, and they ride off into the sunset, and then after credits scene reveal Letty's alive.
How?
Look at me, Letty.
They're just fucking with us now. Like little jokes. That didn't happen.
To be fair, everything we saw about surrounding Letty's death in last movie was in Dom's head. Remember? Like, he was on the...
Oh, come on. So this is... They just saying elsewhere that it was just all in a dream. And
no, but, like, remember, like, we didn't see how she died? When we see it, is Dom imagining it from the clues on the road.
Oh, come on. Really?
What's more ridiculous? The idea that Dom figured out exactly how she died by the clues on the road, or the fact that he might have gotten some of it wrong?
Next topic.
You didn't like this logic checkmate, did you? But yeah, of course, it is. At that time, they delivered it like it was really what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
In hindsight, this is like plausible deniability for
next,
them.
Next, you're going to find out that Han is a time traveler and he's been in Tokyo this whole time.
Yes. And that's part of the thing. Like, the crew that came back is all the people from the last movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But all right, so now that we've summed up the overall plot, let's start from the beginning.
Mm.
Okay, what have you got? I want to start with that prison rescue where they definitely killed Dom.
They definitely killed everyone on that bus.
Yeah, that bus did like 20 flips.
And I mean, it's like a school bus. Like, there definitely wouldn't be seatbelts.
Yeah. My notes are prison bus don't have seatbelts.
If school buses in America don't have seatbelts, prison buses in America definitely don't.
We saw the inside. Like, it's just like rows of benches. And then, but they took care to show at the, you know, little...
The snippet? The little montage?
News report?
Yes.
Oh, there was no fatality.
Surprisingly, no fatalities.
Not only no fatalities, nobody escaped except Dom.
Yeah. Just give us a little bit of credit. Seriously. Just a little bit of credit.
I would argue that the movie set the tone. The movie let you know exactly what kind of motherfucker it is. Starting off.
Oh, is this the shit you want? Yeah, we'll give you that shit.
Yeah. This is what we're doing.
And we're fucking strap on it. Yeah. Open up, here comes the airplane.
But yes, somehow Dom survived.
Somehow Dom survived.
So,
it's like somehow Letty survived.
You're real upset about Letty surviving, aren't you?
Han's gonna survive Tokyo, fuck it. Everyone lives.
Hey, man.
Everyone lives except for everyone that they kill.
Okay, so we go to Rio de Janeiro,
and
we see Meshet again. Did you count?
I thought Meshert was done. I was not expecting to see Meshert at all for the rest of the series.
Look, when I was watching these movies, I wasn't rewatching the old movies as I watched the new movies. And I have to admit, when Meshert shows up, I don't remember. Like, it took me like a little while until like him and Dom argue, be like, oh, this is the guy from the first one.
To be fair, he has, like we said earlier, he's bulked up a bit. He does look good. But I saw him, right? I'm like, oh, fuck, my shirt.
Yeah. To be fair, you've been watching these movies like weeks.
Oh, yeah, back to back. But I mean, to be fair, there's a few people in these movies, in this movie especially, I never thought I'd see the franchise again. Like, I wasn't expecting even Mia to come back after the first movie. I thought Yeah, I thought Paul Walker would be like Vin Diesel and just have a different girl every movie, like a Bond, like James Bond. But no, apparently she sticks it out and she's Brigante.
Hey, you know what people should do when they are on the run from like they are global fugitive? Get pregnant.
Yeah. Have children.
The movie even made it clear that like they have no money and they imply that they haven't eaten in days.
Yeah.
The way they're picking out at Meshed Vince.
Yeah.
Who have a wife and kid now, by the way. They're just picking out of his house. So
this favela.
Yep. So apparently they don't teach good sex ed at police school or whatever school Mia went to because she's pregnant. But only we know. Brian doesn't know yet.
Yeah, it's funny. They set up like this big reveal when Brian and Vin Diesel finally find out. But it's like from the very start, there's some off comment or something. Like she's looking in the book, and me like, oh, she's fucking pregnant. Like it's blatantly obvious. I feel like they should have tried tease it in a little bit more. Like.
Yeah, they shouldn't have told us straight away.
No, give us some. Like, yeah, yeah,
they should have told us when they told Brian and Vin. Dom.
Yeah. So yeah, they go to the favela. They plan a job without Vin Diesel because you know they don't know where he is and they need the money. So Brian's making a call, quote unquote.
He showed up. He shows up last minute.
Vin Diesel shows up.
Vin Diesel's car show up last minute. Oh, we don't see him.
Yeah.
So by now you're learning that all their cars are like their external manifestation of personas. Yeah, they're car-sonas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was about to say it's a gearhead version of a fursona, right?
Let's not talk about fursona.
Okay. So yeah, then the train.
Yeah, train heist. What do you think?
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because they did it in a realistic way. It wasn't over the top.
It's a little bit over the top.
I could deal with a little bit over the
top. But you like the hydraulics and the real visceral feeling of pulling the cars in. Yeah.
Yes.
It feels real mechanical.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's not realistic that this train full of people didn't not notice this gigantic truck pull up behind them and yanking cars out of the carriage.
Half the train car getting ripped side off. And where's the drink car? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you're right. It had like a real mechanical feel to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really enjoyed that part. So that, like, I was getting into it at that point. I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. Yeah. I'm in with this. This is all right.
You know, because they did that for real.
Yeah,
like I don't think the train was running. If it was probably going very slowly. But I've seen the behind the scenes footage of them yanking the cars out onto that truck for real.
I thought that was a very cool scene.
Okay,
I really enjoyed that part.
Do you have much more on that heist?
Oh, I mean the fight on the train. You know, Vin Diesel getting hit in the back with a crowbar, and then nothing happens.
You were incredulous about that, and I was like, "Remember, Vin Diesel got shot in the back in the last movie, and he just turned around and looked at the guy who shot him."
Yeah, it was that with the crowbar.
Yeah. He's just the Terminator.
Yeah, and then he throws someone out of the train directly into that fencing. You definitely just died on him. Like, there's no way that person's... A lot of people die in this movie.
You say a lot of people die as if nobody's responsible. They kill a lot of people in this movie.
They kill a fuck ton of people in this movie.
But they also have the balls to repeatedly say, as a plot point of this movie, keep saying to Hobbs, oh, we didn't kill those DEA agents. I'm like, yeah, you didn't kill those three DEA agents, but you killed like a dozen other people.
Yeah, you sitting there, you're like flinging a 20-ton safe around town through banks.
We'll get there, buddy.
You're right.
So in this heist, what I really find funny is that, yes, the implication is that these people are going to betray them, right?
Yeah.
Implication is that these people were probably going to kill them.
Yeah.
But Before knowing it, Vin Diesel, first sign of something onto what's happening, he pulled the trigger first. He betrays him first. He told Mia to drive in the opposite direction.
New plan, yeah.
Yeah.
Just because they didn't want Mia to take that car. Immediately, they did the first... And I don't know why. They were hired to steal these cars for money. I don't know why they care.
I think they were saying something in Portuguese. And
I
forget what they said. They said something.
But they said that after she drove off with the car.
No, there's something before. There's something before. I think that just gave Vin Diesel a bit of a bad vibe. So.
Yeah.
He called an audible. I get that. I don't know. I wouldn't fault
it. It was good instinct, turns out. But I just find it funny. It's a bit of a hand shot first moment.
Yeah, that's fair. But that really cool scene. And they drive off the cliff into the water.
What did you think of that?
I mean, dude, it's Brazil. If that's the Amazon River, man, you got to worry about dick fish.
You were real concerned about dick fish.
It's one of my fears. It's one of my irrational fears.
In case people who are listening or watching don't know, there are these real fish that live in the Amazon.
Parasitic fish.
Yeah, that swim up your urethra, and they have like barbed heads that expand once inside your urethra.
Stop.
And when this scene was happening, that was the only thing that's on your mind. It's like, they need to get out of there. The big fish will go.
Yeah, exactly.
But what do you think of that? Before you got to the dick fish, you're like, oh, come on, about that big dive into the river.
Oh, yeah. They drove off a cliff, jumped off the car, ended up in the river. It's ridiculous, yes. but I was still on the high from that heist. That was actually a pretty cool train heist.
Okay, see, this is not going the way I wanted, because I thought you would be more incredulous, because I brought something in their defense.
Oh, all right, fine. Oh, what the fuck? I can't believe they did that.
I think we were watching with it, other people as well. I think Tess actually said, like, oh, it would be like hitting concrete. And she's right.
It would be like hitting concrete,
yes, she's right. But I bring an example closer to home, Jay. Somebody who survived falling off the Sydney Harbour Bridge in October 1930, a man named Vincent Kelly, who was working on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, he fell 55 meters, which is actually higher than how far these guys fell.
Yeah.
He survived and got a medal for it. He contributed his survival to two things. One, he's an experienced diver. No, driver. That's Dom. And he assumed proper form to dive into the water. But he said, last minute, he dropped his tube belt to break the surface tension of the water.
Yes, you have to do that. I've heard that.
Yes. So, but how did they fall in this scene?
The car hit the water first.
Yes.
Break the surface tension.
Yes. That's my defense of this scene. But to go back on it and completely ruin it again, if you watch the scene closely, the car hit the water to break the surface tension, but only Dom landed in that vicinity. Brian landed like 20 feet to the left. Right. He should still be dead. Look, I'm not saying they researched this before they shot the scene, but they make them jump out of the car to break the tension for a reason. They do a little bit.
I think that's more just getting them out of the car before you're in it and it goes into the water. Like, I feel like that impact would be worse than if you dove into the water. Like, being in the car and having, like, it'd be like hitting a wall at however the car is falling.
But also, how many, like, 80s, 90s action movie have you seen where, like, protagonists survive a car that is crashed into a gigantic river inside, right?
Yeah. So,
but I think that scene was shot beautifully as well. Like, the music cut out, and them, like, just panicking, looking at each other, let go at last second. And we don't hear anything until the water breaks.
Yep.
Yeah. But at that point, you were still on board.
Yeah. So at that point, Brian, Vin Diesel, and Mia are three wanted people, and their pictures mm-hmm. are posted everywhere. Mm-hmm. They are three very wanted people. And then The Rock comes in. Well, the first line's out of his mouth, we're looking for two men.
Doesn't care about Mia. To be fair, she's an accomplice, right? Yeah. She did kill that bus full of inmates. But apparently yeah. nobody died.
Well, yeah, no one died. All right. It's just attempted murder.
Attempted, yeah.
Yes. But yeah, so the...
The part about Hobbs, who is yep. The Rock's character's name, mm-hmm. only trusting the...
Whose husband she's motivated
was,
or
yeah, 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 because yeah. her husband was killed by the gangs.
Yeah,
because,
yeah, so he knows that she can't be bought, which is actually pretty smart.
It's a cool scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Except, I bet a lot of cops in Rio de Janeiro have loved ones that's being killed by the gang.
I would assume yeah. a very, very high quantity.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But hey, that's a cool introduction. Okay, so The Rock come in. What do you think of his character?
It's The Rock.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't do characters. He does The Rock.
I think though they start off his character a lot less likable than the usual The Rock characters. Like they try to, you know, I don't think they wanted The Rock to steal Dom's thunder too early in the movies. Did you feel like he was just a jerk to everybody?
Yeah, I mean, they were competing characters, so I don't think they could steal it. Like, I think that they actually had very good chemistry, and I think they really fed off each other. So I don't think that either of them would kind of steal the show, because, yeah, they worked together very well. Yeah, true. So I don't know. I think The Rock just played The Rock.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just find him a bit too unlikable in the beginning. Where, okay. Like, yes, turn out he's right, of course, because these movies are written for them. But, like, he was just being rude to that cop for no reason. Mm. At the time, he was just doing nothing but being helpful.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to the chase in the favela when the Rock shows up.
So The Rock shows up to the favela, right? Everyone pulls out guns. Rock pulls out guns. And, like... All right, cool.
The Rock have like six people with him. There was like 20 of them.
Yeah, and I think that comes back later.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can get to that part later. Yeah. But yeah, so anyways.
But I think that was still believable enough, right? Yeah. Because I feel like those guys are just gangs. Like, they don't really want to. They're just trying to intimidate.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't want to get into a real firefight.
No. Bullets are expensive.
Right. And these guys are wearing Kevlar, and yeah. these dudes are wearing, like, t-shirts.
Yeah. So, not even all of them. There's definitely a couple of dudes with dreadlocks, no shirts. They're like, oh, I'm dead.
So what do you think about that scene? The Rock and the gangsters diverging on Dom and the family at the same time?
I wrote down, is very Guy Ritchie-esque.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
It reminded me a lot of, what was that, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Yeah.
So the scene where the mob that, like, the Rory, whatever his face, the mob that they stole all the weed from, were coming up against the mob that they robbed. So, yeah, the mob with the stolen weed and the mob who they intercepted as they're robbing another mob the weed.
Yeah.
And then both those mobs met. They killed each other. And then Jason Statham and his mates just kind of show up at home and like, oh, shit, everyone's dead. So I thought it was very clever the way that they did that. Although I think they just ripped off Guy Ritchie. But still, I think it's very, very clever
the way that he was
executed.
That.
Yeah.
But you're really right. The cut where we know The Rock is coming for Dom, yeah. and then it cut into inside the little Dom's little hideout.
Yeah.
The door break down and is the gangster. That's very Guy Ritchie move.
Yeah, yeah. Two mobs of people that are going for one set of people, but they end up just going after each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very Guy Ritchie-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I thought that scene was cool as well.
Yeah.
The window jump?
We both just crack out laughing. I forgot about it.
Vin Diesel's look midair, turn around, seeing The Rock jump out of a window below him.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That made me laugh.
Yeah. The scene we're describing is like The Rock running on the roof of a favela, and like he jumped through some sort of barrier as well. And then he's midair, and one story below, the rocks just come smashing through the window, chasing him down.
Some of the fight scenes, though, like different parts of that fight scene, like Paul Walker's flying punch.
Yeah.
Oh, loved it. Hilarious. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
You think he upped his fighting game?
No, he's doing flying. He's like, just punches through a window and like just jumps with his foot and his... Like, it's like ultimate punch from Hot Rod. He's doing that shit. This is great. It's so stupid.
Do you think it's at least a level above pulling a man out of a car and together with Roman kicking him and spitting on him?
All right. It's up there. It's up there. All right. So that's all I have for that fight scene. Do you have anything?
All I have is that Mia goes through a lot of shit for somebody who's pregnant. She like dives through like a favela rusty roof.
Yeah. Paul Walker and her. He's like, all right, let's just jump. And she's like, what? I got a fucking baby. But she doesn't say it, so she just jumps. Well, she'd be like, I'm pregnant. Like, oh, well, we shouldn't do that then. Let's find another way down.
At the end of this big chase scene is, of course, when she revealed to Brian and Dom that she is pregnant to stop them from splitting up again. She's like, no, the movie need to happen. We need to stay together.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Brian's like, oh, shit, I just made you jump through the fucking roof. We need to find a doctor that's really cool.
Right. That scene should have been like, she'd say, I'm pregnant. And he's like, shit, do you think you are still?
Yeah. Yeah,
we gotta find out.
We just put your body through some serious trauma. Yeah. All right. So that's all I have for the fight scene. You got any more on the fight?
No, we're good.
All right. So here's what makes sense.
Just give me my notes back.
That scene with the rock, though.
You have to come back and sit in front of me.
Oh, fine. So, for those of you that are listening, there is a scene where who was it that came up to the Rock?
It was the rookie cop.
It was a rookie cop. Yeah, came up to the Rock with a file and said something about what makes sense.
Oh, she's like, I don't think these guys.
They didn't kill the three DEA agents. Yeah,
she's
doesn't make sense.
She referenced the previous movie. She's like, these guys were like stealing petrols and giving it away. Like, yeah. I don't think they killed cops. I'm like, those two are not. They're not related facts.
Yeah.
But he's like, here's what I think of your file.
Yeah, you know, he said, here's what makes sense, and then takes your file and just throws it. Again,
he specifically asked for this lady.
Yeah.
He recruited her. He just let all... Like, that whole scene was him being a dick to everybody in his team.
Yeah. He absolutely was. All right. So, one last job, huh?
One last job.
So, this is it. This is after this job. There's no more jobs. So, the next four movies are just them on vacation, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's like National Lampoon's Vacation. The family goes to vacation.
Cool. So what's this one last job going
to
be?
Okay. This one last job is them trying to steal over $100 million from the man who run Rio de Janeiro with generic crime.
Yeah.
And I have 2 points on that, right? One, I find it hilarious that the movie isn't about this criminal chasing them down for the chip they have that he wants. No, like, they initiate this.
Yeah.
The rest of the movie is their fault. They're doing this. They could have just gone on the run.
They could be like, cool, we're out. Done.
Two, have you seen The Dark Knight?
Yeah, Batman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's the same plot. It's the same... I only just realized now that it is the same ploy that the Joker pulled, which is get the criminals to... pool all the money into one resource
and light it on fire.
Yes. Yeah. these guys did it in reverse.
Yeah.
But still, they forced all the money to be pooled in one place.
Yep.
So they have easy access to it. Yep. And I checked. Dark Knight came out 2008. So this doesn't have MS.
So they ripped off Guy Ritchie. They ripped off Christopher Nolan.
Hey, man. If you're going to steal from the best, right?
Yeah, right? Wonder what Quentin Tarantino trope they took in here.
Were people wearing shoes in this movie?
Yeah.
Okay, so they didn't steal anything from Quentin Tarantino.
I was blown away by the cast.
Yeah.
So it's obviously it's an Ocean's 11 high. So I forget who directed Ocean's 11, but they stole from that fucker too. So Han shows up. Love Han. Ludacris shows up. Really happy about that. Gal Gadot, sweet.
Don't know why she's back. She spent the last movie trying to get them killed.
Yeah, but whatever.
I think at last minute she's like won them or something.
Yeah, yeah. And then Tyrese, I'm like, oh, fuck Tyrese. Like, everyone else I was excited about, especially Ludacris. Fucking Tyrese, come on, man. And he's just as shitty in this movie as he was in Too Fast, Too Furious.
I think they even flanderized him a little bit.
Yeah.
He's like real pathetic.
Oh, he's such a knob in this movie. Like, he just... He doesn't bring anything to the table. Like, his dialogue is never...
Every scene good. Is him trying to quit and, like, somehow being, like...
Yeah. I don't think he adds anything to this movie. He just doesn't. And he try... Like, they try and write in things, like, things with him and Ludacris and stuff. And really trying to write some chemistry in. And it does not work. Every single fucking scene with Tyrese just does not work.
I thought I was the only one who don't like Tyrese in these movies.
I do not like Tyrese at all.
You are coming at this a lot stronger than I am, and I do not like Tyrese in these movies.
Do not like it at all. And all the scene where he meets Vin Diesel for the first time,
yeah,
and it's like, oh, here's the thing that we got to replace you for that one movie. It's like that meme with Pam from The Office, like holding up the two pictures. They're the same picture. And just,
well, they're clearly trying to set up Taj, Ludacris' character, and yeah. Roman, Tyrese's character, as the comedy duo, right?
And Ludacris does it great, because Ludacris is awesome. And Tyrese does not, because he's really shit.
But I think, I agree, but I think the movie also want us to kind of be annoyed with Tyrese.
It does a fucking good job at that.
Because, like, they make fun of him. And I think the humor works when Taj is making fun of Roman.
Yeah.
Because I think we're on board.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the back and forth doesn't really work. But when Taj make fun of Roman, I think it works.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because that's Ludacris being funny, which you can do.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, absolutely.
So, what do you think about Han coming back?
I fucking loved it. Love Han.
You weren't surprised?
No. I mean, I was surprised. I mean, I was surprised at the fact that they had this heist and they, you know, had to assemble a crew and all, like, yeah, getting the crew back in and all that, which is one of the things that made me think, oh, they must have originally thought that this was the last movie and this is the big reunion. That's what I was thinking this whole time.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they must have made this as if this is the last movie. Yeah. And Han coming back, even though he left the last movie saying he's going to Tokyo.
Little jokes to go yet.
This means, once again, this is set before Tokyo Drift. Yep. Tokyo Drift has not happened yet.
Tokyo Drift actually happens 200 years in the future. But yeah. In order to pull this heist off, they need to get cars, right?
Yep. Oh, wait, you're forgetting the other two people who showed up.
Oh, Tego people. And... Yeah.
The two people Tego from the...
And...
Leo?
No, is it?
I think it's Leo.
Maybe. But yeah, fucking love Tego.
Yeah.
Tego's awesome.
They were barely in the last movie, but they were prominently in the prequel short film to the last movie.
Yeah. See, they were a great comedy duo in this movie.
Yes.
They were like, if...
Maybe lean a little bit into the stereotype sometimes.
They did, yeah. But honestly, they pulled it off. They owned it, they pulled it off. And they were genuinely funny. They really were. Whereas Tyrese was just forced. It was so forced.
Also, yeah. You'd think this movie being called Fast Five, there would be five people in that group.
That was the first thing I wrote. Fast Five? Five of them? I'll even show the camera. It's my very, very, very first note.
Nope, and there's like eight.
Yeah. So this should have been the eighth movie then. I feel like we'll get to that one later.
Yep.
Yep. All right. But yeah. So they start planning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as part of the planning, what do they decide they need?
They need fast cars.
They need fast cars.
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
We're going to a race, baby.
Going to a race. And what does going to a race mean?
TNA.
It's like clockwork with these movies. Like, oh, we get...
Once the music starts, we know.
Yeah, once the music starts, like, oh, this is the tits and ass music. And sure enough, there was a lot of tits and ass.
Which is more unbelievable and out of place in this movie because they cut the race.
Yeah, they didn't even bother with the race. They're like, all right, we'll do this part. The race, I feel like that's expensive. So we'll just say they won.
A minute of DNA and then like 30 seconds of dialogue.
It's a long minute of TNA too. Like, I feel like this is probably one of the longer eye candy shots that they do. And then just zero payoff. They just show up in the garage with the cars in the
Well, they do come back to that scene later.
Yeah.
But yeah. I thought it was funny that they like... And once again, this movie definitely tell you what it's about. They're like, hey man, you know that thinly veiled like race theme we have these movies set around? Yeah, that's over. No. It's just fucking crime movies now.
Yeah.
So the cars which they are using to what's more awful than what's more funny than them cutting the race scene is these cars they steal to that are supposed to be fast enough to
pass. Yeah, they won them.
Well, sorry, they won to get past the cameras.
Yeah.
They didn't even end up using them.
No.
But
so, yeah, they're like, all right, yeah, cool. We'll get by the cameras of these cars and stuff like that. And then like, let's just not do that anymore.
Yeah.
Just totally switch the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Until
now, until the from like when they decide to have a heist and until The Rock shows up to bust them, it's filler. But yeah. Here's what I think, right? In number two, it was the same, but the filler in number two was bullshit. Here, I think a lot of the filler was fun.
Yeah. Because they started planning and going one direction, then they do have to take a detour. Yeah. That's
which, to be fair, heist movies do that all the time.
There's always a detour in the heist.
Yes.
Yeah. There's always a last minute change in plan.
Yeah. But this feels quite frivolous, especially because they just like dumped the whole thing.
They could have made this like a Game of Thrones episode length if they cut that whole portion out. But anyways, so they get the cars, they start planning it out, and they start doing test trials, like they set up a track, and they're doing all that.
That was fun. Each character is doing the driving thing.
Yeah, that was a cool little nod. And then they get a fake safe for them to practice on, and then what do they decide that they need to get into the safe?
Oh, the handprint.
The handprint.
Before we get to the handprint.
Oh, did I go too far?
No. Just when you... when they decide to get that safe, what was Taj's response? Taj know everything about that safe.
Absolutely.
And he's like, and the only explanation they give, that somehow Dodge is an expert safe cracker now. Is that
because why not?
Yeah,
he just so I had a life before you guys.
I had a life before I met you guys. Yeah. When we last met him, he was he ran a garage, which will come back later.
The garage in Miami, yeah.
Yeah, and he was organizing the racing scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was also running like gambling. Jet ski gambling races. Yeah.
He was quite the entrepreneur.
Right. Yeah. But now he's a safe cracker.
Yeah.
Like really intimately knowing industrial safes.
Yeah. It's a 7x12. Those fucking idiots.
Anyway, so we know that we need the handprint. So.
Yeah. So how do you get a handprint from a rich crime person?
Well, look, I would say you probably steal like a glass or something they've been using.
That would make sense. I mean, they do show, they're showing footage of him at a bar.
Yep.
Having a drink.
Yep.
Yeah, obviously you go and get the glass, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But that's not the Fast and Furious way, Jay.
Oh, wait, what would the Fast and Furious way, like, what would Fast and Furious do? What's one trope that they always lean on?
Maybe completely demean one of the two female actresses they have in this movie.
Right. She gets groped by the bad guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, that scene preceding the groping between Han and Gal Gadot's character, I forgot her name, was kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Like Han... have a little schoolboy crush.
He absolutely does. And she, I don't know if she was into him or she, like, well, at least at first. I don't know if she was into him or she was just leveraging that.
Yeah.
But
I think she was kind of into it. Maybe, like, trying to suss him out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, the whole, I'll drive.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, cool.
But, yeah, she dropped her sarong there and get into the VIP area. I don't know what she said.
Yeah. Like, honestly, she could have been speaking Dutch and like, yeah, whatever, come on in.
And we see, like, her, we linger on her getting groped, and the next scene is them bringing their...
The underwear.
The bikini back to the
beach. I mean, I'm no forensic...
Yeah, I don't...
I don't know anything about that. But it just doesn't seem...
No. Even from, like, clear hard surfaces like glasses,
yeah.
Partial prints are the best you can hope
for. Yeah, so any forensic scientists in the comments, please let us know how absolutely bullshit that scene is. Because I feel like it's absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, we could just do experiments. We just need volunteers and bikinis.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll go get my bikini.
Yeah, yeah. they bring again another scene of like, they bring Gal Gadot's used bikini bottoms
used
to Ludacris and Tyrese, and they're like, oh yes, this will do.
Tyrese is definitely gonna steal that.
Yeah. Oh, yes, this will do. Oh, for the safe? Oh, yeah, for the safe, yeah.
Not only that, they make that joke, like, oh, did he just, like, slap you, or did he grab a handful? And when that line got delivered, I wrote down, Taj and Roman are bad influences on each other.
Yes.
Because that sounds like a Roman line, but Taj delivered it.
Yeah.
So next thing is they go back to the racing scene.
Yes.
To bait the Rock's character
up. Very, very, very sweaty Rock. Yes. That was my next note. Sweaty.
Keep an eye on the rest of the movie. In every single scene the Rock is in after this, nobody else is sweating. The Rock is just drenched.
He looks like he just got out of a fully clothed shower.
Like, we don't know what's happening. Maybe he just run hot. He is built like a refrigerator.
Yeah, but it's... I mean, you figure, like, this is a big-budget movie. You can have a dude on the sideline with a towel just between takes, just patting him down real quick. Like, you can afford that.
Maybe this is the best they could get him down to.
Jesus. Only imagine what it looks like without sweat mop person I don't know what you'd credit them as. is it a best boy? I don't know what a best boy does.
I don't know if that's what they do.
Any best boys watching this video? Comments? Let us know what a best boy does.
You really overestimate the diversity of
God. Well, if you don't ask, you don't get. What if, like, of the, what, like, 80 people that viewed our last video, what if, like, 70 of them are best boys? And we're speaking to our audience and don't even know it. There's going to be 70 best boy comments in the next video.
Yeah, I'll bring those comments back to you.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
But that scene back in the racing circuit, you have all these ridiculous scenes in this movie.
Yep.
That's the scene that annoys me the most.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you go back to the favela, and when The Rock and the cops show up the favela, everyone pulls out guns, and the people in the favela are like, nah, we're good. And then the exact same thing happens at
the race. To be fair, there's a lot more people.
Yeah, but also, like, in the favela, I feel like this is our turf, you don't fucking step here. Whereas there, it's just like, it was kind of neutral ground.
Right.
But yeah, so anyways.
And also, why are they defending Toretto?
Yeah.
Why do they care?
What's Toretto got on them?
I mean, I get that they probably don't like cops being criminals.
Yeah.
But even then, I just feel like this is a bit of a extreme response. they're not there to arrest them.
Yeah, exactly. I've been like, you know, not my table.
Yeah. take Baldy and Little Blonde Man.
Yeah. Which Baldy? exactly. Like, it's just... Why this massive change in attitude and tone and stuff like that? But whatever. Just fucking... It's Fast and Furious movie. None of this shit makes any sense anyways.
And turned out that whole thing was a plot to put the trackers into the Rock's car.
Which leads me to something else that really annoyed me.
Yep, me too. Yep, but we'll get there.
Cool. So anyways, they get back to the hideout. And they decide they need invisible cars. Because what if the cars were like? Because they can't get past cameras. So how do we get past cameras? I guess our cars need to be invisible.
At that point, were you actually thinking they might be getting actual invisible cars?
Honestly, yes. I was like,
yeah, I could.
Of course, fuck it. Why not?
You looked at me like, where's this fucking going?
That was the exact look I gave you. Like, don't fucking tell me.
They just go and mark James Bond.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan get jacked.
Yeah. Oh. But yes. Yeah.
They
that
steal
was
some cop car.
They steal some cop cars and they have a cop car race,
which seems very ill-advised for four fugitives that trying to hide from the cops.
Four people who have their names and faces everywhere, causing a scene with cop cars. No. Tyrese with the fucking siren on.
I was just about to say, Tyrese put the sirens on and was using the speakers to talk to the
other people. Gamble money on this race that we're having with these cop cars that we just stole from the police.
Yeah, ridiculous, but it was also fun. Like, I like that scene. Like, it's just them having fun. Completely ridiculous. They shouldn't be doing that.
No.
But, like, it also have that sweet moment of Dom winning. Dom supposedly letting Brian win.
Yep. And, I mean, come on. Like, Brian could beat Dom in a race. He'll never beat him in a... Does he actually ever beat him in a race?
I don't know.
He'll never beat him in a race.
I want to be mysterious and try to withhold information from you, but I legit do not remember.
Right. But I mean, fucking... Dom always wins a race because his cars always have like 20 more gears.
Or two buttons for Knox.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He just like... It just happens that he has his backpack, pulls out another notch, just fucking hooks it in. All within
and
the quarter
as
mile.
Brian pointed out, sometimes he cheats.
He does cheat sometimes, yes. That does happen too. So anyways, cop race. Brian wins. Tyrese is the fucking cop magnet.
Yeah. Oh, and Tyrese giving Brian shit about Dom letting him win. I'm like, Tyrese, you want second either.
Yeah, you were last, wasn't he?
Yeah. You don't even enter into this equation.
Yeah.
It's not like if Dom didn't let him win, you would have won.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Dom would have had to, you know, take his foot off the gas, and Han would have had to die before Tokyo for him to come in second. Yeah.
So next we have Vince Machut coming. Yeah. Saving
back, man.
Saving Mia and come back to join the family.
So this is where it started getting ridiculous, because it's just like, all right, you know what? We're going to just turn the family dial up to 12.
Yeah.
And it's just, all right, now you're family. And this is family. And we're going to have a bigger family.
To be fair, Vince was always family.
Yeah, but like they really hand the family thing up.
Yes. Oh, of course.
And,
yes,
and it
yes.
gets, it gets, yeah. I got another note here about how just ridiculous family-wise it gets.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, this place is the fucking Olive Garden when you hear your family. you know, an Olive Garden don't sponsor
Well, you're not that far with Olive Garden comment, because I also wrote down that Dom show affections the way most Asian mothers do, by feeding people.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
That's the only way he knows.
You're saying grace.
Yeah, by forcing them into your religion and making them eat.
Well, that's what his dad did. It's like,
true.
Yeah. It's like, oh, dad did a barbecue for everyone. If you didn't go to church, you didn't eat.
So are we ready to go to Dom and Hobbs fight?
Oh, man.
The raid?
Family part two?
Yes.
Yeah.
That fight...
how did The Rock find them?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He said, I found your tracker. And from that, it only took me a while to flip the switch. Or like reverse the tracker.
Reverse the track.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not how trackers work.
At all. That one got me.
I mean, look, you're an actual electrical engineer. I don't think that's how it works.
It's not how it works. It's definitely not how it works.
Yep.
Yep.
They could have just come up with anything else.
Yeah, they like, no. Give us a little bit of credit.
This is like CSI equivalent of, we backtrace their IP.
Broke through their firewall.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that fight was pretty brutal.
Yeah, yeah, it was serious, like, to the point where, first off, The Rock's like, let's just fight it out. Don't do anything, just let's fight it out. And then Dom almost fucking kills him.
And those guys were gonna let him.
They're like, well, no, let's wait, let's see how this plays out. As Dom is picking up the wrench and just, like, about to crush his skull in, the guy's still sitting there like, oh, no, it's all right, it's all right.
Chief got this.
Yeah, Chief got this. He's got him right where he wants him.
Okay, so I have two information to give you about regarding The Rock in this movie.
Yep.
First of all, The Rock is in this movie because somebody on Fast and Furious fan group on Facebook commented that they should get The Rock in these movies. And Vin Diesel saw it and showed it to the directors and the producers, and they're like, yeah, why not? Let's try that out. So, for the people who shit post on Facebook, I don't know, keep doing it. One of these days,
it might work. One of these days, meet Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Second of all, it has since, I don't think we knew at the time, but later, in around 7 and 8, it has since come to light that a lot of these action stars, including The Rock and Vin Diesel, have clauses in their contracts that says they cannot be shown losing a fight on screen.
What?
Yes. Yes. It sounds ridiculous, but like they have to be an external factor that makes them exit the fight. And they have to, like, and their managers take care to review the script and review the footage to settle that their client feels like they had an even footing. They didn't get their ass kicked.
What?
So, knowing that, watch that fight scene again. They do everything mirror.
Yeah. The part where they're just rolling over, three punches, roll over, three punches. It's almost formulaic.
Right. And Dom push the rock through drywall.
Yeah.
And 30 seconds later, ten seconds later.
Oh, they fucking hit every wall in that house.
Yes, the rock pushed Dom through the drywall.
That's fucking ridiculous.
I know. It's the dumbest thing.
I'm wondering, is it a narcissism thing or is it them trying to protect their brand? Like,
I think it's the second one, especially for The Rock, especially considering his wrestling origins, exactly. Right? So, because if you're getting worked to use the wrestling parlance,
mm-hmm.
I don't watch wrestling, but I have picked up all the vocabulary for some reason. If you're getting worked and do essentially make another wrestler look better, then that means you're on the down low, right? Like that means your merchandising is about to go down. Like it has direct impact like that in wrestling, and I think it must be a carryover from that. And it's also definitely machismo and testosterone, right?
Rock doesn't seem like a kind of guy that have a bit of testosterone going through him.
Well, I'm more surprised that Vin Diesel have this clause more than The Rock. For me, it make more sense. Yeah, like I said, wrestling origin, right?
Yeah.
So it make more sense for The Rock, especially working his way up from wrestling. But Vin Diesel has always been an actor.
Yeah, yeah.
He was an Iron Giant, for God's sake.
Yes, yes, he was.
Early.
He peaked early. Oh.
But yeah, so they all get arrested.
Yep, yep. And they're getting dragged. They're getting taken out of the favela at a very high speed and doing some pretty sick jumps in their armored vehicles.
Right. I don't know why they're going so fast.
Like, you just drive. You don't have to Dukes of Hazzard out of the fucking favela.
Right.
Although, maybe I could see why they're trying to get the hell out of there quickly when the fucking rocket launcher shows up.
Right. But did you catch that, though? Even the reason they got ambushed is because the Rock radioed the cops saying he's bringing them in.
I didn't even think of that.
The whole fucking movie, he spent being dick to all the cops because he think they're corrupt. And then he radio and they say,
I'm on the way. Surprise, surprise, turn out to be corrupt.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I didn't even pick up on that. Right.
So, one time he needed it to be a little bit more of a dick, he didn't.
Yeah, the second he lets his guard down. Yep.
And man, those guys have a lot of rocket launchers.
They have a lot of rocket launchers. Holy shit.
The Rock whole team get fucked up.
Yeah, they do. Very quickly, too. It's not even close.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden...
somebody tried to shoot The Rock with the rocket launcher.
Yep.
And if you watch that scene closely, it's almost as if The Rocket veered off at last seconds. Oh no, that's a main character.
He's too important to the franchise. Yeah. And then Vin Diesel manages to
save him?
Well, first off, Vin Diesel manages to swoon rookie.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We missed a scene where he showed up at her house.
Yeah.
And essentially manhandled her quite a bit.
To get his
necklace back. Which, why is she wearing it? That's evidence.
Yeah. $20 worth of silver.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
She was all incredulous that he came to get it. And I'm like, I'm incredulous. You have it. But anyway, they've had connection there now. So
yeah, yeah.
Convince her to let them
know. So they're going to smash later, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he leverages that superpower.
Yeah.
And gets her to release everybody. After they've been ambushed.
Yep.
And after the
Rock's team get fucked up.
After the Rock's team get fucked up.
One of them get not one, but two grenades in the face.
Two grenades.
While he was being pinned under an upside down truck.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'll be fine. And then the grenade falls apart. It's like, oh, no, I'm dead. And then just as soon as he realizes he's dead, just for fun, they throw a fucking another grenade down there. So yeah, really got to finish the job there. But anyway, so the
gang gets freed.
The gang gets freed and starts, shooting way better than the fucking, the people that were, the hardened cops that were sent down to Brazil to sort this shit out in the first place. But anyways, they start laying to waste all the crooked cops and
no remorse, a lot of murder.
Yeah, it's just, it is just straight up murder.
Yeah.
It is a lot of murder. And then,
more murder in this movie than the other four movie combined.
Yeah. And then they decide that The Rock is family.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he does. Look, they do that slow down music and them doing their manly arm to arm grasp.
Yep, yep.
So that means they bros now.
Yep, they can definitely bro down.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, Vin Diesel's family. I'm sorry, The Rock is family now. But yeah, I had. Oh, I
really I'll ride that. With you, yeah, at least until it's over.
No, I just had written a lot of murder. yeah. So, anyways, they got to finish the job, right? Job is started. You gotta get that money.
Yeah, they like at every point in the second half of this movie, they could have walked away. These are this is all they're doing. Oh, and we also forget, Mesher dies.
Oh yeah, Mesher dies.
Yeah,
yeah.
Quite unceremoniously.
Yeah.
Tess, who was watching with us, was pissed because they didn't take him to the hospital. I'm like, he's gone.
He's done.
He's done.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they don't seem that worried. He just laid out on a table.
Yeah, like especially like they've been committing crime or at least Mesher has been there for a while enough to have a wife and kid.
Yeah.
I feel like he's committed enough crime to know a doctor that's pretty cool about things.
Yes. Yeah.
He could have just been like, oh yeah, just go see my mate. De Silva and he'll sort you out, right? And no, he just dies.
Yep, he just dies
from like a gunshot wound.
Yes,
but
at least that gives Dom a very thin excuse to insist that they continue with this.
Yeah, it's the motivation they need.
Right.
Yeah, it's there. You go. If people are ever getting not motivated in the middle of a heist, just kill one of them. And they're like, oh shit, we gotta do it for poor Mesher. Joe. Yeah, Mesher. He gave his life for this. I gave his life for this.
Half the team probably don't even know Vin's name.
No.
So, the big money shot, the 10 minute long action scene. What do you think?
The fucking safe.
Yeah.
Just. Alright, so. Fuck. There's so much here. It's just, you want to think that, these guys are good and their families are.
Yeah.
And there's no way they didn't kill a shitload of civilians.
Yeah.
Whipping this 20-ton safe throughout the streets of Rio.
Yeah.
Like, just smashing through banks, smashing through restaurants, smashing through, park benches and going through intersections at very high speed, whipping this thing around, they would have killed lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people.
Yeah. So is that your main issue with this?
Oh, it's one of many.
So you didn't like the sequence?
It was.
Did you at least enjoy it at like a ridiculous action level? Or was it too far gone?
But it was so choreographed with look what we can all right, let's split up and we can take this out and we can swing it this way and do that.
I like that. Yeah, that's what I like.
they had the skill, the level of skill that a samurai gets after, 20 years training in the mountains.
Oh, you're gonna have to get used to them being inexplicably good at things they should not be good at.
Oh, fuck. All right. But even at the end, Vin Diesel with his one car is just like taking out, systematically taking out all the cops.
He's using it as a car flail.
Yeah. It's exactly what it was. It was a flail or a mace. He's sitting there just macing these cars.
So before this movie began, I asked you that when you think things are fake, you should tell me and I'll tell you whether or not they are real.
I thought a lot of this was fake.
So do you enjoy this movie more if you knew a lot of these stunts were real?
Actually, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, the bank one you told me was real.
Yep.
And I actually appreciated that scene more after you told me that.
Yeah. So a lot of, they did a lot of these things for Rio in that they did drag a safe through the streets of Rio, and they did more damage than their permits allowed, and they had to like spend a lot of money fixing up the public roads after. So do you want me to tell you how they did a lot of this?
Yes, please. I'm interested.
So they have three different safes. A lot of the swinging around, it is a fake safe that they it has to be heavy enough to look believable and damage the things they need to damage.
Yeah.
But not so heavy that they're putting people in danger.
Yeah, and destroying the road. And
Well, and but no, it still definitely put people in danger and destroy a lot of the road.
Oh, right.
But still, so that scene where they swing out from the police station and the safe just take out a lot of pylons, that's that safe that I just mentioned, that version of the safe, like heavy but not crazy safe.
Yeah.
And you think... all of these stunts I'm describing, you think like, oh, these are very calculated, like they probably calculated all the trajectory, the angle, everything. It is a real fly-by-night operation, man.
Fuck.
Like in that scene, they were like, yeah, we put the camera here because we're pretty sure the safe isn't going to swing this far out. And then the thing happened and it almost take out the camera on the trolley. You see how close that safe swung to the camera in that scene? Yeah, that wasn't intentional. They nearly took out their own camera.
Jesus Christ, this is some real serious safety regulations when filming in Rio, huh?
It get worse, man. It's not just Rio.
The regulations around filming safety is right up there with their regulations around preserving the Amazon.
I think the Fast and Furious production crew just tried to get away with as much as they can.
They fucking must have.
So the second version of the safe, when they're doing all the long shot dragging through the streets, they build a safe around a little pickup truck. So there's a little truck inside the safe, and when the cars are pulling it, they're not really pulling it, it's just a truck driving alongside. Once again, ingenious, right?
That's very clever.
Yeah, and you think it's, it's a professionals doing this. Sure, except the car was too hot because there's a fucking safe around it.
Makes sense.
And they're shooting at Rio de Janeiro. So,
also fucking hot.
So drivers keep passing out in that safe car.
What?
It got worse.
Oh, shit.
So their solution to cool it down was they put dry ice in it. Which
is carbon dioxide.
Right, so drivers couldn't breathe.
They were asphyxiating the drivers.
So they were like, oh, we got a pipe coolant through it. I can't believe nobody said to them, your immediate reply to me when they're like, let's just dump dry ice in there. But yes, once again, the stunts were practical, and that bang scene that you liked.
Yep.
They have like essentially a massive slingshot that is slingshotting a copy of that safe, which is on a pulley system, but like it's not on rail, it's just on a rubber, like a elastic string. And they have one go and they push it through that constructed bank. And the people who were in the shot, really there. They were not like CGI'd in or green screened in.
What?
Man, it's fucking crazy. I will link you all these videos. Like,
How did people not die in the filming of this?
People got injured. Like I told you.
Oh, the motorcycle guy.
The motorcycle. There was a stunt where they stopped the cars and the safe suddenly, and then a guy was supposed to get launch of the by hitting a car.
Yeah.
And the back of the seat of that motorcycle is especially made to launch the person a safe distance to look good.
Yeah.
But it didn't trigger. Like he was a millisecond off, so he actually hit the car, bounced off one windshield, and smash into the windshield that is in front of the camera, and they kept that in the shot. The guy broke his collarbone. Ugh. It's a real good shot. It's
believable.
Yep.
Yeah. Far out.
Can you just imagine launching a massive safe through constructive bank and you're just telling extras to be like, what, oh, run through to the left side of it. Just don't run right, you'll be right.
Oh, shit, other left, other left. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm shocked no one died in the filming of that.
If people just described these scenes to me, I wouldn't know. Like, if I didn't see the actual behind production scenes of them doing this stupid shit, I wouldn't have believed it.
No. Ridiculous. You would never do, like, that would never fly in Australia. You would never be able to pull off doing stunts like that.
No. This is also back, like, in 2011, right? They probably can't get away with it now.
Oh, in Brazil, maybe. I don't know, man.
There's probably a reason why there's a lot more CGI in the later Fast and Furious movies.
Honestly, like, I still think there was a lot in 2, but not in 3 or 4, or even this one. Yeah. So, I mean...
So, Justin Lin liked to do his things practically when he can.
Yeah, cool. No, I appreciate that.
Cause... Oh, and the other thing where I told you that... Two more things that I told you they did practically that you're like, what? The scene where the cable clothesline and rip off the top of the car?
Yeah,
yep, they did that for real, and there was somebody in the car for real who was just told to duck. And that final scene where Vin Diesel dive off the car that is going over the bridge is being dragged by the safe. You'll be glad to know they didn't actually push a car off the bridge tied to a safe. But what they did is construct like a two pulley system that is holding a car up in the air like it's a towel about to be twisted. And the system literally ripped the car, like flip it. They twist the car in opposite direction and Vin Diesel dive out of it.
What?
How did they get insurance to agree to this?
I don't know. That is absolutely absurd to me.
Anyway, those are my
oh, all, that's all good, man.
All my rant about explaining these insane things they did.
I mean, I don't have too many more notes. Just a couple. So what is it about Toretto that makes cops go dirty?
What make a man go neutral?
Yeah, exactly. First O'Connor.
Yep.
Then the rookie whose name I keep forgetting, and The Rock.
Yeah.
Like that's three right there. And I'm sure if he ever met Bilkins properly,
Bilkins would be the next in the crew. Yeah.
I'd miss Bilkins.
When The Rock was like, I can't let you go, but I'll give you 24 hours. you weren't buying it, or you're like, that's letting them go.
Yeah. That's how that works, right?
Right. I mean, by the end of the movie, they didn't catch him.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to quickly touch on where they spent all their money on? Also, the big reveal is that The Rock forced them to leave the safe behind.
Yeah.
But turned out they swapped the safe.
It was a shell game the whole time.
Yeah, a little flashback.
Yeah, yeah. So Tego and his mate, they're pushing the garbage truck around with Gal Gadot at the wheel, mm-hmm. and they just happen to have the dummy safe from mm-hmm. earlier. And yeah, sure enough, safe is empty when The Rock went into it.
Which makes Gal Gadot's entire contribution to this heist to get groped and to drive a garbage truck.
Yes.
Because she did real well driving those fast cars, but they didn't use it.
I'm like, oh, sweet, Gal Gadot's going to be the one that pulls off the heist.
Nope.
Nope, shell game the whole time.
Literally, Tyrese did more.
Oh, don't say that.
But anyway, so yeah, they swapped it out, so they all got their money, and they, you know, it ends with them showing how they spent all their money. Do you have any notes on that?
I guess there are two in the Western Hemisphere.
That's right.
Yeah.
Them buying the same supercar is dumb. Somehow girls being used as accessories.
Do you come with the car?
Apparently they do.
But yeah, again, Tyrese just did in that scene did not do it for me, man.
I don't think he's supposed to. He's just being a dick.
I know. But like, so Tej started up a garage, even though he already had a garage.
Right, what happened to his old garage?
Yeah, they just completely just forget about the whole Oh yeah, I had this garage back in Miami.
Did he abandon this garage to come help Dom in Rio?
And then he's like,
"My dream money to open another garage."
My dream is to open a garage one day. Like, dude, you just had that, man.
It also seems like a worse garage.
Yeah, it's definitely a worse garage. This one in Miami was like on the water. Yeah. You had a boat mooring right there, and there's people doing freaking jet ski races and stuff like. Dude, come on, man. You had a fucking sweet deal.
Also, not mentioned at all once in this movie, where is Suki?
Oh, shit. I know your best interest in Suki, but shit, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yep. My headcanon, Suki took the garage from him.
Right.
Probably Suki's garage in Miami.
And then they're pretty ugly. And
yeah. She got it in Miami. The diverse. Yeah.
Right. That actually makes a bit of sense. I bet if there was a prelude between 4 and 5, that would be part of it. Ludacris just like walking out and just seeing Suki's garage written up there and just shaking his head and walking away. I could picture that scene.
Tego and Leo just bet all their money in Monaco. One bet on black, one bet on red.
And of course it goes to zero green.
Yeah. Well, I think there must have been a longer scene of that they cut, right? Like, we only... I feel like it was leading...
about to hit zero.
Yeah, but they cut away.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I thought it was going to hit zero, and then, like, that was going to be the funny payout. Maybe test audience didn't like it. I don't know. It would have been funnier if they just lingered on it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah, that actually would have been I don't know. I think I like the mystery. I like the mystery.
Okay.
Yep. I'm gonna stick with that. But yeah, and then who else did they wrap up on? It was Han and Gal Gadot in Germany.
Yep.
Being all loved up.
Yep.
Driving
very dangerously, making out while driving.
Yeah. Which I guess is frowned upon in Germany.
Mia and Brian bought a beach house.
Yep.
In Monaco, I presume.
I don't think it was Monaco. Monaco was Tego.
Oh, yeah. We don't know where they are.
Well, they were talking about non-extradition countries, and they were talking about Goa, so I'm guessing Goa in India. Goa's beachside town.
Yeah. And big surprise, Dom, wanted fugitive on the run, is now together with the rookie cop.
Yeah. He continues his streak of turning cops dirty and yeah,
real day.
Yeah. Everything's wrapped up in a neat little package, isn't it?
Yeah,
very. So no surprises or anything.
No, nothing at all.
Yeah.
A little CGI race at the end. A
little CGI race because Paul Walker wants to finally beat Vin Diesel, which he will never do.
We don't find out in that terrible CGI race.
Yeah, you don't. And then, the credits roll, and I'm sitting watching it, and this is another reason why I thought, like, they were originally intending for this to be the last ever movie, because they're taking flashbacks from, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4 when they're showing the different characters. Like,
yeah.
They're showing clips of Ludacris from Too Fast, Too Furious. And,
yeah.
Paul Walker from the first movie with Golden Locks and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, this is a wrap. They're just doing this whole flashback wrap-up thing.
Yeah.
That was part of this whole getting the game back together thing. It's like, oh, yeah, this definitely felt like this was the end.
Yeah.
Until...
After credits scene.
Until the after credit scene where another famous face shows back up, our good friend Eva Mendes.
Because apparently this universe is like as big as a private school.
Yeah.
As exactly. A primary school, because The Rock and Eva Mendes, of course, work together.
Yeah, of course. Eva Mendes rocks up with a file in hand.
You know what she says, though? People's been ripping off convoys again.
Yeah. Old school stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who could possibly be doing that?
Well, Hobbs thing is Dom and the gang.
Yeah.
But she's like, no.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, yeah, that's what they alluded to. Like, oh, yeah, all right, cool. Gang's back at it again. Open the file. Fucking Letty. Letty's still alive. What the actual fuck?
Do you believe in ghosts?
Believe in ghosts.
So if they did number six thinking it might be the last one, they definitely made that end credit scene hoping they get to make more.
Yeah. Here's what makes sense. That's just my thing now. I'm just going to say here's what makes sense every time I'm frustrated. Just throw the nearest thing.
So what do you think at the end of all that? Well, we already know your...
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, yes.
Are you ready for more ridiculousness?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's just do six.
Do you want to know what's happened with Larry?
No.
You're real pissed off about that.
Yeah. I've had enough for today.
Oh, no. Like, are you excited to find out more in the next movie about...
I want the opening credits to be like, lol, joke, she's dead. Haha, got you.
It could be a fake out, because that photo is definitely from number four. Yeah. Now that you have turned the corner and you've seen the first Fast and Furious movie that is indicative of the future, who do you think will come back? Who will be the mainstay?
Well, The Rock. He's a staple, right?
Well, maybe.
Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
Timeline-wise, I'm not sure how it lines up with the passing of Paul Walker.
Oh, yeah. No, not next movie.
Not next movie, okay.
Oh, that's seven.
Who else? So we got Luda, we got Tyrese, we got...
Han and the movie saying, we'll get to Tokyo eventually.
So Han.
So they just...
So they came up with this character and they're like, oh fuck, everyone loves this character, but we just killed him. What do we do? Oh, we just pretend that movie's like 30 years in the fucking future. Like Han's really 60 years old, but he's like, I got a good doctor, man.
Hey, man.
Clean living.
Wait till we get there. Wait, you'll know when Tokyo Drift is back on the menu.
Okay. Of course.
All right. So we're calling it.
Yeah, we are.
We're wrapping this up.
Done.
You're excited for six?
Yeah, we guess. We'll see.
To meet Letty again, to get a feel for this love triangle.
Yeah, see how she feels about the rookie.
Oh, I'm thinking of The Rock.
Oh, right.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I've had my fill.
All right, guys. Next week.
Yep. Next week.
Six. Which is called Fast and Furious 6.
Oh, they're getting fucking lazy with these, aren't they?
All right. That's it from us for now. See you guys next time.